Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is the fourth quarter. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, we talked a little bit about it in our earlier segments. The question is, at quarterback, what kind of depth do we have there? What kind of starting quarterback do we have? And you put it right at the top, question of the year. When I asked you about what Penn State needed to do to have a successful season, number one was the play of the quarterback. So we'll ask you this. Is Sean Clifford a good quarterback or not?
I mean, I can't say anything definitive about that. Sometimes, sure. Sometimes, you know, just inexplicable stuff and maybe trying to do too much. And I think that'll be an interesting thing to see Mike Yurcich try to manage in this year, in addition to trying to execute what he wants to execute offensively and make and create big plays and spread teams out. I mean, that's part of his philosophy as a coordinator. Now, sometimes you lose sight of the fact that your coordinator is also a coach. You know, he's also looking at the individual players and the technique of his quarterback primarily. And I think Clifford will present a coaching opportunity and a coaching challenge for him. I think Sean Clifford does not seem to respond all that well when he feels like he needs to be a hero in this offense. So I think the coaching part of Mike Yurcich's job is to make sure that Sean Clifford knows and understands each and every down that he doesn't need to be Peyton Manning here. Don't try to do too much. Take the simple, safe option if things are breaking down around you. Make the progression that you need to make. So I think there's a lot of coaching involved in addition to planning, managing, and installing the offense. So I think that's where they're at in this relationship. You know, that we talked about it earlier in the show, just the BTN crew's thoughts on Clifford and what they've seen. I think if you really work in, and it's going to get ugly sometimes. It's going to get down and dirty in practices that while you're trying to get Clifford to a mental and physical space that you need him to be to execute the offense. So I think this is a good pairing. You know, Mike Yurcich seems to be a guy who can coach Sean Clifford hard, who can make sure that he is connected to the vision of the offense, but at the same time realizes and understands, you know, from a mental standpoint, he doesn't have to be a hero on every single play. Throw the ball away, check it down, be safe, take care of the ball above everything else. And then I think if you start from that place, take care of the ball, manage the game, manage the situations, try to stay ahead of the chains, make those pretty simple expectations, the most important ones early, maybe you can grow into a place where now you can ask him to do more. Let him get into the rhythm of the season. And I think that, you know, that would be the optimal progression here, is to start slow and maybe end a little bit bigger this year.
Let's talk specifically about the things that Sean Clifford has had problems with, Dustin. You know, he doesn't seem to fit that mold of, well, he doesn't have a big enough arm. He's not mobile enough. You know, the traditional, these are the issues with the quarterback. He's not accurate enough, because we've seen him be very accurate. I've always listed his mistakes as blunders. Like, Sean, you're better than that, making that kind of mistake. How do you fix that kind of thing? Is that a fixable trait?
I think it starts with the preparation. So, you know, if you're calling a play and the defense gives a certain look, it's shifting the protection pre-snap, it's making changes at the line of scrimmage, it's understanding based on what your play call is and based on what the look is, what your progression needs to be. I think the more you hammer that preparedness, the better you're going to respond in that situation. And it's not to say, I don't know how Kirk Ciarrocca managed this. I don't know how Ricky Ronnie managed this. But I think Mike Yurcich does this at a totally different level. So I think helping him get through the progressions, and you're right. I mean, to me, he is a smooth thrower. He's a good runner. He's fast. He's got enough arm. He's got enough accuracy. The issues seem to arise when it's, you know, trying to do too much, A, or trying to move too fast, whether that's from a mental or a physical perspective. Is being able to slow the game down, have reasonable expectations for himself, and be able to think clearly when things break down around you, or when there's pressure on you, or when the defense does something that you, maybe you're not expecting, being able to kind of think on the fly. I think having a coach who's not going to leave any stones unturned, well, it's a step in the right direction to try to unlock more of that, help him see things more clearly, help him stay in a more manageable space where he's not trying to win the game every play. You know, I think that speaks to the job that Mike Yurcich has to do from a quarterback's coach perspective, is trying to get Clifford into that headspace where he's trying to just make simple sound plays. And then let's build around that. I think that, right? Like, isn't that what you would want to see as a fan of this team? Is like, let's just start with the simple stuff and make sure that you're making the proper read and making the proper decision and throw.
Oh, exactly. Don't make those mistakes. Don't make those dumb mistakes that we saw too much of last year. Now, I think the common thinking of the Penn State fan, Dustin, right now is, boy, it better be Sean Clifford, because we have no idea what there is behind him. Will Levis, who, by the way, has been declared the starter at Kentucky, he is no longer available to step in if there's some issues with Sean Clifford. God forbid there's an injury, right?
They're in a tough spot if there's one injury. They're in a pretty impossible spot if there's two injuries. And we've seen all kinds of different outcomes with quarterbacks over the years. Nobody wanted to go into this year with three quarterbacks and only three quarterbacks. So they're going to be walking a tightrope, and it'll be interesting to see if that changes how Mike Yurcich calls things. Like, I think fans should want to see you rely on your quarterback less as a runner. Now you need to establish that. You need to do that sometimes to pick up tough yardage. Like third and medium, third and long, having a quarterback who can run is an incredibly valuable tool, because that means if things aren't optimal, if things break down, if the pass rush gets to you, you can still make a first down happen with your legs. You need that. And you need to be able to have the threat of it if you're going to do some of that zone read stuff. You need to have that threat. And Sean Clifford is that guy. But you also need to manage that. Sometimes, man, I mean, they have overused that again and again and again. It's like they found one thing that they knew could work, and they leaned really hard on that. You don't have the option of getting Sean Clifford hurt this year. So I would hope that means more moderation when it comes to how much you ask this kid to run. You know, Taquan Roberson, you need game experience. I kind of thought that there have been opportunities before to get him more game experience than he has right now, and Penn State didn't take those opportunities. I remember looking back at him as a high school player and thinking, boy, he looks like just technically sound, knows how to do the little things, looks like he makes good decisions, looks like he thinks pretty quick out there. He's a good athlete. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the strongest arm guy. He's not what you associate typically with like a Mike Yurcich offense, with like a Mason Rudolph at Oklahoma State. He's not the big arm guy. He's not Drew Aller, who's coming along next year. But I think he's a player who can make it work. We just, you know, nobody has seen it. There's no evidence of that. But I think there might be some pleasant surprises. I would hope that if Penn State were to be in some lopsided situations, that they would make it a reason to get Taquan Roberson on the field just to get him acclimated. So we'll see what happens with that. But I think you manage the offense around not getting Sean Clifford hurt. That will be a good start.
Well, there aren't a lot of cupcakes early on the schedule for Penn State. And it seems to have been a trait of James Franklin over the years. He is not quick to go to that backup quarterback when he has a comfortable lead. I'm looking at the schedule, and, you know, please don't look at Ball State as a walkover. They're very highly thought of, but the only game I see is Villanova, where Penn State's a heavy favorite. You hope that they're able to get the kind of lead to get Roberson in the game.
Yeah, I don't think you go out of your way in these games that are going to be too close for that. But I think, you know, one of James Franklin's faults, if you want to put it that way, is that, you know, he acknowledges the risk of games getting out of control and three touchdown leads disappearing probably a little bit too much. You know, it's one of the reasons I think one of the complaints was back in the day, Miles Sanders didn't get enough run as a freshman or a sophomore. You know, as clearly, you know, he was fine as a junior. But I think there's a bit of an established trend, especially at the quarterback position, of being a little bit too fearful of the games getting going off the rails, saying like, I know we're leading by 5 touchdowns in the third quarter, but college football is crazy. It can get out of control. There's a fine line there. And I think, you know, this year might not present all those opportunities to get Taquan Roberson in games without maybe installing, you know, put him in for a series and install a little piece of the offense for him. Outside of that, I don't think the games are going to create that. So you missed that chance once. And now you're dealing with it with a total lack of experience behind Sean Clifford. Christian Veilleux, another one, obviously, true freshman. I don't know how ready he's going to be or when he's going to be ready as a player. I don't think it's going to be this year. So if you're in a position where you have to lean on him as either a QB1 or a QB2, it's not going to be a good scene at all.
Well, our buddy Ross Tucker, he thought pretty highly of Christian Veilleux in this incoming class. He only had Kalen King ranked higher than him based on high school tape. But you also have a situation. I think Veilleux missed his senior year of high school football to the pandemic. So you also have that lack of experience. He hasn't been in a live game in quite a while. So this is a situation where it really begged for a little more experience maybe from the transfer portal. And that never happened. I'm sure a lot of that, Dustin, was just there wasn't the right fit, the right availability for James Franklin.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, it is true. There is some truth to saying, you know, you're up 4 or 5 touchdowns against Purdue early in the third quarter. I mean, crazier things have happened. That's not a real scenario, by the way. I just threw it out there. You know, the crazier things have happened than the other team getting hot and the momentum shifting, and there's a threat of that. But you have to manage that as a coach and understand big picture, like, you need to get certain guys in the game. But I actually, you know, to bottom line it from my perspective, I like Taquan Roberson as a prospect. There is a scenario where if Sean Clifford struggles bad, if he doesn't prove to be the option, A, it will have cost James Franklin a couple good quarterbacks. It will cost him Tommy Stevens. It will have cost him Will Levis leaning on Sean. He needs Sean Clifford to pay off right away. But if that doesn't happen, I think Taquan Roberson could be interesting in that job. Let him learn on the job. I don't think that's how things are going to play out, but I still have some faith in Taquan Roberson that he can get there.
I'll tell you what, it would take the kind of start to the season that we saw last year, 5 straight losses. And even then, he was very hesitant to bring it before he brought in Will Levis. All right, Dustin, that is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A 2-for-1 deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.